WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Chief Justice John Roberts issuing a written statement rebuking President Trump for calling the impeachment of a federal judge who ruled against one of his deportation orders. Meantime, more judgments against the Trump administration.
A federal judge has issued a legal blow to the administration and Elon Musk's efforts to shut down USAID, ruling that their shutdown of the foreign aid agency is unconstitutional. And another federal judge is now blocking the president's ban on transgender troops from serving in the military, writing in a scathing decision that the administration failed to explain and justify how their policy would impact military readiness.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. The IDF has renewed airstrikes on Gaza, a top Israeli official telling ABC Hamas is going to continue to be hammered until all of the hostages are released. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he will be talking today with President Trump following Trump's discussion with Vladimir Putin on bringing an end to the war. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've got the potential for severe weather to move in this afternoon, and we're not done with snow just yet either. Now, we're expecting rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. There's even a potential for hail. Toward the evening, that rain should shift into snow. We could get 1 to 3 inches here in Madison by the time you wake up tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, in an update to a story we brought you yesterday, the largest wildfire in the state is now contained. Dozens have burned across Wisconsin over the last few days because of the high winds. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
The Big Island Fire burned 750 acres in Green Lake County, causing homes to evacuate and buildings that needed to be saved. Spring is wildfire season here in the state, and the fire danger yesterday was very high, as winds were whipping up to 45 miles per hour, easily spreading sparks that the investigation hasn't uncovered how it started yet. It burned primarily in cattails and marsh grass, and it started around 4:30 in the afternoon. People living off of County J took pictures of the tall flames that could be seen from quite a distance. 6 homes were evacuated and saved. 12 outbuildings were also spared. And the DNR says no structures were lost and no reported injuries either. Right now, there are no active flames, but there is smoke. Firefighters are now focused on mop-up.
And both candidates for Wisconsin Superintendent of Schools will participate in a forum tonight. It's virtual. It's from 7 o'clock to 8:30. Current Superintendent Jill Underley and challenger Brittany Kinzer will talk about the key issues facing Wisconsin students. The forum will be live streamed and video will be available afterward. The two of them have not participated in any debate or forum like this before, at least not together. So tonight may be the only time they go head-to-head before Election Day, April 1st. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers land in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team landed in Denver to get ready for tomorrow's game against Montana. In their opening round of the NCAA tournament, head coach Greg Gard on how they looked in practice preparing for March Madness.
The juice we had today in practice, they understand. You turn the page, we learn from it, we know. Even if we won on Sunday, it doesn't change, right, what we have to do going forward.
NBA, the Bucks with another loss, 104-93 to Golden State. Milwaukee has struggled on offense now for the past week. Doc Rivers.
It's everything. We're missing shots, too, but we don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it. And I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
NFL, the Packers signed a free agent wide receiver. Mecole Hardman earned 3 Super Bowl rings in his time with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's agreed to a 1-year deal with Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Rain and thunderstorms likely today. It's going to be windy this afternoon, too. Our high right around 51. Tonight, rain will change to snow. We could get an inch or so of accumulation with strong wind creating blowing snow, especially while the snow is falling. Conditions will gradually improve into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look, at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. I know. I mean, it's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll discuss the upcoming April 1st election with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, makes me wider.
It gives me no pleasure to say this to you because we are friends, but I think you caved. I think you and 9 other Democrats caved. I don't think you showed the fight that this party needs right now, because you're playing with by a rule book where the other party has thrown that rule book away.
True.
And so in my view, what you did really was, in supporting that GOP partisan bill that Democrats had no input in, you cleared the way for Donald Trump and Elon Musk to gut Social Security, to gut Medicare, to gut Medicaid. Why did you lead Democratic senators to play by that book that the Republicans are not playing by?
Okay, first, I'd say, Sonny, no one wants to fight more than me, and no one fights more than me. You got to fight smart. It is not true. That bill had far less damage. It was bad. I hated it. But it does far less damage to Social Security. Medicare, Medicaid are far more susceptible to being eliminated, which is what that horrible Musk. Can you imagine this guy, Musk, a billionaire, saying $1,100 for a senior citizen is not necessary?
Okay. I don't know Sunny Hostin, but she's fantastic. I don't watch The View, but she's correct. She's correct. And again, you know, I guess they're friends. And but I think, you know, so she's not being disrespectful and name calling
right.
But I just.
No, they're having a serious policy discussion.
It rings so hollow. I want to fight. We are fighting. We're going to fight every day. We're going to stick it to them and fight.
Well, then fight.
And you're just kind of like, okay, when does that start?
Right.
Did you guys have. Oh, no, you don't. You have siblings.
I do.
Don't you have the feeling of, like, my brother used to, like, put his hand, like, in the middle of my forehead while I was, like, well, that's...
Roman Gomez did that.
Chuck Schumer. Right, yes, yeah. Yes.
Oh, not
yes.
Roman.
Yeah, or someone's just holding your forehead, and you're just like, if I could, I would, I'm going to kick, I will fight. Okay, or like Bonnie on the leash. Bonnie's like that, too, with the big, like, if I can get off this leash, I would kick your ass, Rottweiler.
Uh-huh.
Okay, where's the big this was funny, actually. John Stewart said, what the happened? Senator Schumer, no disrespect, but you're a disgrace to Jewish stereotypes and financial negotiations.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, even Nancy Pelosi came out this morning and said, or not yesterday.
It was late yesterday.
Yeah, sorry. It was a bit of a dig, but she's right. She said, I myself don't give away anything for nothing.
Right.
I think that's what happened the other day. I salute leader Hakeem Jeffries for his courageous rejection of this false choice. I'm proud of my colleagues in the House Democratic Caucus for their overwhelming vote against this bill. I mean, this is why I've chosen my Balls to the Walls t-shirt, because Democrats have to go balls to the walls, much like Tim Walz.
He's on fire.
Chris, who said, what's the easiest ever. Who said, I'm having the most unsatisfying I told you so tour in the history of politics? Who said that?
Tim Kazurinsky.
No, that was a good guess. Close, though. No, Tim Walz.
Okay. haven't heard the name Tim Kazurinsky in years.
I guess he's doing his You Were Warned tour. Is that what he's doing?
Yes, he is.
He's doing his Around and Find Out tour.
He doesn't have the consultants around him anymore.
No. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
We tried to tell you, you were warned, you dummy twits. You were warned, we tried to tell you, you were warned, now deal with it.
Is that his walk-on music?
Yeah.
Or the leopards eating my face?
That's
Does he have a whole playlist?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we have Malcolm. We have Man Meat Wednesday.
Yep.
So, as usual, Trump got played by Putin. They were literally laughing at him.
Yeah.
So Putin was late on purpose.
Yep.
He's at a conference.
Yep.
They told him he's going to be late, and they literally are all laughing
yep.
at Donald Trump.
Yep.
Remember, the who is laughing at us? Yeah, now they are. Now they are. Putin's
they
completely...
Huh? They weren't laughing before. Now they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, now they are. I mean, it is just, there is nothing. He's asking nothing of Putin and Russia.
Nope.
It is, and as Zelensky said, how do you have a negotiation about Ukraine that doesn't involve Ukraine? That Ukraine's the one not involved.
Right. Nancy Pelosi yesterday could have taught Trump a little thing or two about negotiation.
Yeah. Pekka said Putin's making Trump wait again. The two leaders were supposed to have met already, but Putin's at some conference. When Putin is reminded of the meeting, everyone starts laughing.
Yep.
They are literally making fun of Trump and his...
He waited for 2 hours.
Yes.
Waited
yeah.
for
which
two
is,
hours.
Which is a typical Putin power play. We will talk to Malcolm Nance about that and also... Ooh.
What?
Ruthlessly absurd tweet by Malcolm Nance.
Oh.
Well, Christopher Steele. Of the famous Steele dossier,
yes.
tweeted, "It's shocking Trump continues to make concessions to Putin even before Ukraine peace negotiations begin. The USG is now pulled out of an international group investigating Russian war crimes in Ukraine. Why is Trump behaving as if he's the weak party here rather than Putin?" And Malcolm Nance said, "You know better than anyone why Trump kneels before Putin and reports like a slave. If you have any more tea, better to spill it now before it consumes your country as well as ours." Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if there's anyone that has a question whether he's a Russian asset, I mean, oh my God, right?
Yeah. I can only hear Christopher Steele's name in my head the way Jim Ward did it as Kim Jong-il.
Okay. Some things Jim has said will never leave our consciousness. Okay. and I believe now everybody's saying we are soaking in the Constitution. That's a commercial way before your time, Bella. Remember that you're soaking in it?
Yes.
What?
And Paul
was that Madge? Yes,
Paul
Madge
Mullen.
And Paul Mullen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm soaking in it, and she would... Okay.
Yeah.
So the constitutional crisis, you're soaking in it.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I don't even remember what...
Madge the manicurist.
Yeah, but what was it?
People were soaking their nails in Paul Mullen.
And she was horrified.
Right.
For some reason.
Because, it's mild on the skin.
Right. Oh, that's correct. I couldn't remember what Madge's main damage was. That was it.
She's a manicurist.
Yeah. Okay.
She's trying to soften the nails.
Oh, my God. I have to go to my nephew's big premiere, and I'm missing a gel, Bella.
Oh,
do you understand?
No.
Do you understand how... Oops, sorry. I meant to... That is really... I have to fill in.
Yeah.
I've got stuff to do today. I'm going to do the red carpet tonight for the big new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series, The Resident, starring my tiny baby nephew as... the president.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, the first lady's here. They're sleeping upstairs in the Lincoln bedroom.
Sleeping.
Yes. Wifey has arrived.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't you just paint the nail?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay.
Bella can explain
but
it.
But it's
gels
like, it's
are
like
a whole,
annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, gels are a whole. It's. I don't have my regular gel manicure till tomorrow. You don't, America, you don't need to know this, but my point is, especially that finger that I really need when talking about Trump on the red carpet tonight. I need that finger in particular. To mention that he is number one, so I got to make sure that.
So you booked a nail hair appointment on the day after you have a red carpet event.
Those are booked weeks and weeks in advance.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not. It's not a day of thing.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's the whole thing.
Just, questioning the timing. That's all.
It is bad time.
Okay.
However. So I'm going to do my like Grisabella touch up. I'm all tattered cat. Filling in my little.
Nail polish on your skin all around.
I got a new weave.
I saw.
Did you see that?
Your hair's very long.
I know.
It looks good, though.
I think I ordered the wrong length. Okay, you know what? We should probably not talk about my grooming needs. America needs to know about the constitutional crisis.
Yeah. We talked to Jill Winebanks yesterday, Chris, and I don't... This is where we knew we were going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, John Roberts, I love everybody. Could you get all my Young Frankenstein drops ready? Mm-hmm. This is the monster you created, mm-hmm. right? Who
super
said that?
Duper.
Andrea Junker said, a friendly reminder, the monster criticized by Chief Justice John Roberts was created by Chief Justice John Roberts. What did you think he was going to do with total immunity?
I mean, Uber!
That's the Stephanie Miller Show.
And now even Trump can go, oh, he didn't say me by name. It's just as
he didn't go like this when he said it. He went like this.
Right.
So it doesn't count.
Who do you think he's talking about when he says impeachment is not the remedy for... I mean, how many judges, Chris, has he called radical left lunatics? All of them that were ruling against him,
right.
including ones he appointed
exactly.
60 times on the 2020
right.
election.
This one just happened to be appointed by Obama. But plenty of Trump
right.
appointed judges held against him.
And Republican appointed judges, which is not ever even supposed to be a thing. That's supposed to be the whole point of the judiciary. It's
right.
above... partisan
and
politics.
That's what Robert said yesterday.
Right, exactly. But so, yeah, I mean, Trump administration continues to defy judge after sending migrants to Salvadorian prison in a court filing a day after the judge demanded more information on the 250 people who were expelled to a Salvadorian prison under an extreme wartime power. The Trump administration continued to stonewall, insisting the judge had no right to request it. Oh, my God. By the way, so the impeachment thing, whoever the Republican was that filed this against this judge said he's guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Yeah. So a high crime and misdemeanor now is disagreeing with Donald Trump.
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So it adds to an ongoing constitutional crisis. Thank you for finally just reporting. We're not like getting there soon. It's not like this is not like the, you know, we're almost to Yonkers. You know, Yonkers.
We're at
Yonkers is next. We're at Yonkers.
Yes.
We're there. We fascism. We're in it. Okay. In which the Trump administration is claiming extremely broad authority to arrest and remove people from the country without due process based solely on unproven assertions of gang membership and claims that the gang in question is actually an invading army. The judge said his authority does not end at the airspace's end. I mean, but this is the problem. So the other thing, by the way, there's always good news. On the judge front, judge blocks Trump's transgender military ban.
Yep.
Judge says Doge and Musk likely violated the Constitution and USAID shutdown. Enforcement is where we're at. Who's going to enforce these court orders? This is, okay. All right. Christopher,
yes.
Who said,
uh-oh.
For more than two centuries, it's been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose. Who said that?
Judge Julia Roberts.
No, oh, that was close, though. No, that would be Judge John Roberts.
Oh, okay. His sister.
Who said, the judge, like many of the crooked judges I'm forced to appear before, should be impeached. We don't want vicious, violent, domestic criminals, many of them deranged murderers. In our country. Make America great again. Who said that?
Millard Fillmore.
No, that's another good guess. Another awful president, but
yeah.
No, that would be Creamsicle Caligula. That's another new one I hadn't heard yet.
No.
I generally go with Mango Mussolini,
yeah.
But okay. Feel free to. Did I miss anything else? Did we, blah, blah, blah.
There was a lot
okay.
yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I know, but you're like, do victories in court mean anything anymore? I mean, people have been talking about, like, presidents never like missing, or what do you call it, losing in court. By the way, one of the worst decisions ever was when Biden's vaccine mandate got struck down. If ever there was something that is in the public interest, why do you think a million of us died? Because of that idiocy. If ever there was, but he lost, and he had to abide by that,
yeah.
And people died, you know, so eh. All right, I'm getting very yelly. All right. Let it out.
This.
Chris Jackson said the auto pen scam. Trump and his bumbling cronies are screaming about auto pen signatures on pardons, but guess what? The Federal Register has published hundreds of Trump's own documents
yep.
this term, including pardons. Every single one carries an auto pen signature. Oh, my God. And we don't even know. And don't take for granted that something's true just because they say it is. Like Joe Weinbanks reminded us yesterday. Just because they say these were auto pen, we don't even know if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Practically everything they say ends up being untrue.
Right.
So it's, ay, ay, ay. I need some man meat. I need some Bob Seska.
Yes.
I need some Malcolm Nance.
Yes.
I need some Carlos Alzaraki.
Yes.
Okay, 19 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. Just when you're right, when we're talking about all this like companies that you don't share your values. They share your values. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, just like you are, yeah. Like Friends of the Earth, Mart for Our Lives, Planned Parenthood, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all everything you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number. How easy is that? Bam, bing, bam. Yeah. Go on over to credomobile.com, type in Steph25.
Stephanie.
And you, yes, Stephanie Miller, that's what I said. And you get 25% off your service for 2 years. Credomobile.com, the code is Steph25.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
It's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it. Well, most people know that staying hydrated is essential to nearly every bodily function, but 75% of Americans still do not consume enough fluid daily as we age. Natural bodily changes make staying hydrated even harder, especially without artificial additives or excess sugars. That's where Native Path comes in with extra help. Native Path's Hydrate is not just another drink mix. It's a thoughtfully designed formula backed with BCAAs and all 9 essential amino acids to help with muscle recovery and overall vitality. Plus, it's completely sugar-free, 100% natural. With their Native Hydrate product, you can fuel your body with essential electrolytes at the cellular level for overall vitality. Unlike other hydration drink mixes that are designed for marathon runners and contain upwards of 1,000 milligrams of sodium, Native Hydrate contains just 230 milligrams of sodium for optimal daily hydration. Free of artificial flavors, sugars, and dyes, it's only 5 calories per serving. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free. NativeHydrate.com/Stephanie. See what Native Hydrate can do for your health.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry,
hungry,
you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering. Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Stephanie Miller. Don't want to be an American idiot. I'm not a part of a redneck agenda. Now everybody sees the propaganda. And sing along at the age of paranoia.
Yep, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. I know. Stop sending it to me. I know about the... Yes.
Right-wing hypocrites!
Pro-Trump lawmaker behind bill to name Trump derangement syndrome a mental illness, jailed the same day for alleging soliciting a teenager for...
Oh! Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A teenager.
Yeah. Minnesota, I believe.
Wow.
Yes, Minnesota State Senator Justin Eichhorn had a very busy Monday. Oh. He was one of the five Republican co-authors to introduce a bill that would add Trump derangement syndrome to the state's statutory definition of mental illness. And according to police, he also chatted with someone he thought was a 16-year-old girl to make arrangements to meet up for sex. Sex. That is a busy, busy Monday.
Well, I thought my day yesterday was busy.
Can I just say, if you don't know Trump is deranged, then you are mentally ill. If you don't have Trump derangement syndrome, there's something wrong with you. Dear God. Okay, Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie. Oh, it says...
I just got a text from...
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. We'll get
back. Like, just now.
Right. We'll get back to that in a moment. Okay, Bob Seska coming up. As we said, Malcolm Nance, a lot going on, obviously, with the Russia. Daryl says, seriously, I've been through the dictionary three times, and I can't find a better word to describe people that voted for Creamsicle Caligula than stupid. Sorry, Chris. That's where I got Creamsicle Caligula. Because you do need alternates for Mango Mussolini and Fat Orange Nixon, and I don't can't remember the rest of them. Okay, Governor J.B. Pritzker just revealed that during COVID, Trump told him he would only send life-saving equipment if he agreed to praise him on the Sunday talk shows. OMG. Is Trump evil or just completely deranged? I'm going to go with both. Yeah, Governor Pritzker, star of Stage Screen Illinois and mostly Chicago Sexy Liberal, mm-hmm. He told that story, that Trump sent him a bunch of broken CPAP machines or whatever during COVID. He had to go scrounge and find his own stuff. And then this is our, do I have, oh, I do have Dear Leader stack. This would be North Korea Dear Leader stack.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, seriously. Ann in Santa Fe, there it is. Hi, Steph. I've been a monthly donor to Free Speech TV for several years. Only $10 because I'm an old retired lady on Social Security and pension. Aw, geez, Elmo and the Doge bags better not steal my Social Security. Aw. I'm singing Do You Hear the People Sing on a daily basis to the barricades. To the barricades! Viva la resistance!
Aww.
Thank you, and we appreciate it. Mm-hmm. There she is, at the barricades.
At the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, exactly. Going around and around in circles because she's in the
cul-de-sac. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and thank you, Kay. Kay Tracy, Blue Skies. This morning, Stephanie Miller said, don't call Elon Musk Sissy SpaceX. He doesn't like being called Sissy SpaceX, so never call him Sissy SpaceX. I listen to Steph, so I won't call him Sissy SpaceX. So not because he doesn't like being called Sissy SpaceX, but because Steph said not to say Sissy SpaceX. I think a large... amount of our listeners are just as immature as I am.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
And I'm proud of that. You're only young once, but you can be immature literally forever.
Did you see that SpaceX had nothing to do with getting those astronauts back yesterday?
Sissy SpaceX did not.
Nope.
After all that that astronauts themselves had to debunk that, no, Biden didn't leave them in space and Elon had to go give them a ride.
Uh-huh. They got back yesterday, thanks to NASA.
Yes, another epic Elon Musk fail. NASA had to get them back. I can't. And is that, by the way, I believe that's the last time he called someone the R word. He called an astronaut retard for what do you call it? Saying, no, that's not true. President Biden didn't leave us here and blah, blah, blah. Right. This was scheduled whenever.
I believe it was that lady in space.
Sunny, is that her name?
Is that her name?
Sunny.
She's
something?
The one whose hair went.
Yes, yes.
Whenever she was in zero gravity, her hair just went.
It is terrible for your hair.
It really
the main
is.
Reason I couldn't be an astronaut. I did not pay for Japanese straightening and this expensive weave to have it look like that. Wow, I just destroyed how many years of feminism? Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Bob Seska next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New record job numbers for Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, has announced a new record high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. That's according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Preliminary employment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%, which is still 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%.
And an update to a story we've been following since last year. The families of two boys who died when they fell into a retention pond have now filed a lawsuit. 8-year-old Legend Sims and 6-year-old Antoine Amos Jr. died last January. They fell through the ice of the pond behind their apartment building in Sun Prairie. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, now their families are filing a lawsuit against the city, the school district, and the school bus company. The lawsuit alleges the city school officials and the bus company all knew the area wasn't safe. The families also claim that first responders didn't do enough to save the boys. Within about 2 weeks of their death, city workers put fencing around the pond. According to the article, school district policy said children kindergarten and above were the responsibility of caregivers when they're not on the bus. And we've got just under 2 weeks until Election Day. If you have an absentee ballot, now is the time to put it in the mail. The clerk's office advises leaving 10 to 14 days for your ballot to make it into their hands. If you're mailing back an absentee ballot, make sure the envelope is sealed, you signed it, and the witness signed it, their name is printed, and their address is printed on it as well. As we get closer to April 1st, drop boxes become a better option for returning your absentee ballot. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Rain and thunderstorms likely today. It's going to be windy this afternoon, too. Our high right around 51. Tonight, rain will change to snow. We could get an inch or so of accumulation with strong wind creating blowing snow, especially while the snow is falling. Conditions will gradually improve into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils about education.
And talk to us because we are your town hall. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Really?
Yeah.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Tournament again. Wow, this is the third year in a row he's won his own tournament. Who are the other players in this tournament? I mean, seriously, are there other golfers or is it just Eric with his Fisher Price clubs? It's preposterous. Remember how much we laughed when North Korean state media reported that Kim Jong-il had 11 holes in one the first time he ever played golf? We're getting pretty close to that.
Yep, cheerleader stack. Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel. All right, here he is. Yay! Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob's calling us from Washington.
You Seska fans.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Oh, hi, Bob. Hi.
Hi. Boy, that golf tournament, man. I can't imagine that he might have cheated or they just let him win like Martin Mull and Mr. Mom. You know,
isn't that the cognitive dissonance we're all going through now, though? He is literally destroying the world and domestic economy, shattering our alliances, stock markets tanking, people's retirement accounts are gone. And Republicans are like, let's put him on Mount Rushmore. He's the greatest president ever. Let's make his put his face on the money. Let's
cover the Oval Office in gold.
And literally almost, I don't know if you've noticed, almost all his cabinet people, when they make statements, have to say, he's the greatest president ever. I work for the greatest president. Remember Tom Hoback yesterday? I get up every morning because I work for the greatest president in history.
That's right, Tom Homan. It's baffling. The amount of fealty, the amount of genuflecting before Donald Trump, by friends and enemies. It's just incredible, and it's distressing because all at once we're fighting this administration. We're trying to retain whatever is left of democracy, and at the same time, it seems like everyone just can't stop doing everything he wants, just giving him everything as though he won with 500 electoral votes. I'll never understand that.
I'm giggling because I'm having a Bob Seska happy hour flashback. Remember when we would do the filthy happy hours?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just thought, while they're all doing that to Trump, he's doing it to Putin. And so it's like, remember, I think you were talking about Spider-Man Boo. Remember?
I guess for the FCC, it's okay to say that it's a human centipede of fascism, autocracy.
What all his cabinet is doing to him, he's doing to Putin at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
It all rolls down from Vladimir Putin, doesn't it?
Oh.
It goes to Putin, then to Donald Trump, and then, boy, who's grappled to Donald Trump's butt? It goes to Elon Musk, and then maybe J.D. Vance is after that.
This is the moment I had to turn to Chris and say, what's boo?
Had to explain it to you on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty gross. Mm. Yeah. I've never actually seen it, but, I've heard about it, and I've seen the memes, so yeah.
There are videos you can watch if you want to, get...
I don't leave my house. Okay.
No, just the real world is frightening enough. I don't need to see the actual human centipede.
So, Bob, we keep talking about, the whole, we are in it. We are full on in. We are balls deep. Constitutional crisis. Speaking of,
we are.
Cocky.
Right. And it's, by the way, it's not just the one ruling. It's not just the one decision by Judge Boasberg. There's another decision regarding, I believe it was a Brown University professor who's also a kidney transplant expert. She was deported despite a court order saying that she could stay. And then there's another court order about FEMA grants that they're also defying.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of natural disasters. No one's talking about, by the way, no one's talking about the fact that Donald Trump hasn't stepped foot anywhere near any rubble since he's been president. And, we've had a couple of weeks of disasters that he could have solved.
He was golfing and tweeting about winning his stupid golf tournament. By the way, RJ said Trump gutted NOAA. NOAA used to issue tornado warnings. No warnings were issued this weekend because of lack of staff and resources. 42 people died in the South and the Midwest. Their deaths are on Trump's hands and the hands of his supporters. Yeah. Don't see any coverage of that. Suddenly, and by the way, it was the same thing, high winds that we had out here in California, but suddenly it wasn't, DEI, Gavin Newsom's fault, whatever, right?
Yeah, no. He's not doing anything about any of that stuff. Everything that applied to previous presidents no longer applied to Donald Trump because of aforementioned human centipede. You can't can't defy him. You can't say anything mean about Donald Trump, otherwise he's going to yell at you at on Truth Central.
The whiplash, Bob, when he's like, it should be illegal to criticize judges. It should be illegal. This radical left lunatic judge that ruled against us.
This is mentality that the more chaos there is, the more it's going to shake all the dirt out of the government or whatever. I don't know. There's just some sort of bizarre theory
that allowing this clown to indiscriminately tear down American democracy is somehow going to, you know, between the, you know, the first part of the plan and the second part of the plan, which is the big question mark, and the third part of the plan is going to be, oh, yes, everything is going to be great on the other side.
And
it's not working. It's not going to work out.
I mean, you highlighted she was on her way to an emergency checkup when ICE nabbed her, among many ghoulish stories. This is easily the most ghoulish story of Donald's first 100 days. Everyone who supports his mass deportation shares responsibility for it. I assume you were talking about the little girl recovering from brain cancer.
Yeah. Right. She was on her way to an emergency doctor's appointment because she has brain cancer. And Tom Homan's ICE, you know, of Tulsi Gabbard's ICE, decided to go in and just deport her with her family. And now who knows where she is. But she's not getting the treatment she needs. And it's just an utter, utter tragedy. The inhumanity of this administration is beyond measure.
Because you complete me and I don't know where I start and you begin. Of course, you have the same thoughts just on, you know, Schumer and Democrats. And we keep saying, like, I don't want to name call him, be me, whatever. He's just not the man for the moment. He's just not. No. I mean, unfortunately, I feel like his view, his defense, it just looked as weak as the caving itself. I mean, and you highlighted new NBC news polls says Democratic voters are done with weakness and capitulations from congressional leadership. By the way, you highlighted David Axelrod had said, while I care about the USAID as a former ambassador, that's not the hill I'm going to die on. By the way, so then you post the Washington Post poll, 58%, 59% in two polls opposed dismantling the U.S. Agency for International Development. Time to ditch cowardly Democratic consultants. Thank you. It's just we're in a different time with a different or no rule book, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's good that you put the Schumer story together with the David Axelrod story, because I think people like Chuck Schumer are still listening to people like David Axelrod. Yeah. And it's old school thinking. It's outdated, archaic thinking. And it's no better evidenced by the fact that in early February, David Axelrod was like, no, we shouldn't be defending USAID because foreign aid is unpopular with the American people. Well, you know, SpongeBob seconds later, you know, February or March 5th, this poll drops, Washington Post Ipsos.
Yeah.
It says, you know, 59-60% of the American people support U.S. aid and want it to continue, and they're opposed to the cuts that Donald Trump is making to it.
Yeah.
Completely flying in the face of what David Axelrod said just, you know, 30 days earlier. Well, so that shows you how out of touch they are.
You made another great historical point, Bob. You said voting yes on cloture, allowing the CR to proceed to passage, and then voting no with in that vote when it'll pass anyway with 52 or 53 Republican votes is essentially I voted for it before I voted against it. This is about as convoluted and weak as it gets. No win makes zero sense. And you just said, I voted for it before I voted against it, has historically been a losing position for senators. I mean, it's just, it was the about face that we were all like, yay. We literally closed the show, whatever day that was. We're like, yay, Chuck Schumer. Yep. We're going to hold the line and stand firm. And then the next day, we're all like, right. Yeah, exactly.
Sad trumpet. Ask John Kerry in 2004. Get in your time-traveling DeLorean, go back to John Kerry's campaign in 2004, and ask him how well that turned out, the I voted for it before I voted against it item, which, by the way, is legitimate in some cases. I mean, let's be honest with it. It's something that often happens in Congress, but the problem is that as it's so visible in a time of the harrowing desecration of American democracy, it's no time for that kind of waffling and flip-flopping and you know, parliamentary procedure and the, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It comes off as weak when we need strong leadership.
Yeah.
And I think the idea that Americans want, or Democrats at least, want bipartisanship is way outdated as well.
Yeah. As my boobs are telling you, balls to the walls. We didn't do
that's
Tim Walz is doing.
Yes.
Go out to town halls and listen to people and make our case.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we need wartime leadership right now.
Yes, wartime consigliere. That's what Charlie Pierce said yesterday.
Yep.
I mean, Bob, I think that's the thing is, like, where you look at the polling. Like, we're talking about Russia, which we'll talk to Malcolm Nance about. I mean, I can't remember what poll I saw. Like, 6% or whatever Americans trust Putin. I mean, the vast majority stand behind Ukraine. Like, just all of these issues, people are on our side. And right. You know, yeah, I mean, you said Elon is making a classic blunder, making the loudness of MAGA for a sustainable volume of new customers. Not only does MAGA constitute a relatively small number of Americans, but they've been conditioned to hate electric cars. Now both sides, MAGA and pro-democracy America, hate Tesla. Smart.
Yeah.
I mean, this is supposed to be the other genius businessman, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's managed to make everyone hate Tesla, friends and enemies alike. Just a dumb thing. And, you know, I was looking at both the Tesla stock ticker and the Donald Trump Media Group ticker, which is the Truth Central company, right? And they're both in just utter disaster territory as their stock price. More evidence that neither of these guys should be anywhere near the national economy. I mean, look, ultimately, take a look around at autocracies around the world right now, especially, you know, as we were talking about, the front of the human centipede of autocracy, Vladimir Putin. The economy in Russia is doing horribly. The economy in Hungary is doing horribly. We don't even need to talk about the economy in North Korea, for God's sake. So these are all examples that autocracy and a healthy economy don't go hand in hand. And we're marching right down that road again, and somehow disinformation, propaganda convinced a whole bunch of people that these guys should be running the economy because businessmen and so on, and that's a completely false narrative.
I mean, speaking of false narratives, you and I are stuck on this forever, but you said the revisionism about COVID enrages me. The White House was aware of COVID in 2019, many months before the administration even bothered to deal with it. Donald closed the NSC pandemic unit. Number three, competent leadership would have avoided the worst of it, including the economic impact. I mean, the fact that alone that we memory hold to elect this incompetent doofus again. Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was the context for that was Scott. I think it was Scott Bessent on one of the Sunday shows, maybe talking about, you know, essentially this whoops, COVID. You know, no, who could have known that COVID was going to come along and kill a million people, 400,000 of them during Donald Trump's final 10 months in office. And because directly because of Donald Trump's own incompetence and malfeasance and negligence. This is something that has been so thoroughly memory-holed and sane-washed for Donald Trump. COVID, the existence of COVID, the lockdowns that occurred, the mass death that occurred will be haunting us for so many years to come. It changed so many aspects of American life, from our politics to our mental health to even how entertainment runs now. Yeah. It affected everything, and you got to put 99% of the blame on the presidential administration at the time that refused to do anything, that waited and waited and waited, thinking it was just going to go away by Easter. And then when they finally did something, it was short-lived, and then they decided, well, you know what, let's open up again, let's ignore the protocols, do whatever the hell you want, and then obviously mass suffocating death as a consequence of all of that. That's Donald Trump's fault, 1,000%.
Yeah. I love this one. David said, if the USA saw what the USA is doing to the USA, the USA would invade the USA to liberate the USA from the tyranny of the USA. That is where we are, right?
We really are.
Teacher Gorman said, if he breaks the law and no one's willing to arrest him, he's not a president, he's a dictator. He told you he would be, and you collectively decided that wasn't disqualifying. And now here we are. Like, as I keep saying every day, with whose army? I just think we need all kinds of resistance and creative thinking outside the box to how we get out of this, Bob.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the idea of being invaded to liberate us wouldn't be so appealing if we actually had internal leadership that was standing up in the face of Donald Trump and saying no, no, no. I mean, obviously, we've seen a lot of U.S. district judges putting a stop to some of the things Donald Trump is doing. We've seen some random Democrats. Tim Walz is doing a good job. AOC, Jasmine Crockett,
John
Bernie
Roberts
Sanders.
was a shot across the bow, I guess.
More than anything else, though, we're seeing, whether it's corporate leadership, political leadership, just, as I said before, just genuflecting before Donald Trump at time and time again, giving him what he wants, abandoning DEI policies, even though they don't have to. It's just this, suddenly Donald Trump is cover for us to return to this Jim Crow era racism and bigotry and awfulness.
Quick math question. If the Statue of Liberty were to swim back to France, how many of us could fit on her back? How many of us same people could go with her?
Right.
Okay. And a brief correction from the Bob Seska Show. Bob says every time I say Rush, I always mean the band. When I say Rush Limbaugh or Limbaugh, I mean the deceased fascist.
Got it.
Okay. So noted.
You wouldn't believe. Every time I say, hey, look, I love this song by Rush, and then
like,
I get reply, say, yeah, why do you love Rush Limbaugh, Bob? What is that all about? I mean, people actually seriously challenging me.
And people are like, you listen to the Stephen Miller Show? What's wrong with you? And then every time I post about my bike club, Major Taylor, they're like, you're in a Marjorie Taylor Greene bike club? I'm like, no!
Yeah, the rule is you will never actually see me praise Rush Limbaugh. If I'm praising Rush, it's going to be my favorite band right over my shoulder.
Rush nerd. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So noted, sir.
Yes.
All right. We love you. Mwah. Goodbye.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Sexyliberal.com. Get it. Yep. I never miss it. Bob Seska Show. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. This is essential, especially since a lot of us have, most of our equity in our homes.
Right.
Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing. It is a growing real estate scam. Yeah, it's a big uh-oh, Chris. Not a little one. When was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer was never. That's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their million-dollar triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property. Urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud should happen, they can spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud, restore your title at no additional cost. Here's the best part. I can get you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and get access to your personal title expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com right now. Type in the promo code Stephanie250. That's HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Well, you know that feeling when you slip into bed and everything just feels, right, that's Cozy Earth. Their bamboo sheet set is next level soft, like buttery melt into your mattress soft. And the best part, these sheets are temperature regulating, so you stay cool, comfortable, wrapped in five-star luxury all night long. And when you step out of the shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe bath sheets are waiting. Huge, ultra-absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with. Trust me, once you try them, there is no going back. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary, a place where you can unwind, recharge, and indulge in everyday luxury. And they make it risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. That's CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get that post-purchase survey, tell them you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Sanctuary awaits at Cozy Earth. One more time, CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Don't forget, type in my code Stephanie.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Stephanie Miller.
Why, thank you, Anna Santa Fe. Steph, I've been a Fearless Girl says, Bella's impression of Press Secretary Barbie. Oh, we're calling her Bolt Barbie now.
Right.
Yeah. Caroline Leavitt is like the second coming of Kayleigh McEnany.
Uh-huh.
Comedic relief, and it is giving me life. Go ahead, do the thing where you call me Kelly.
It's Kelly.
Okay, that's my entire impression of Kayleigh McEnany. Okay. Jemmy says, you guys are killing me with the impressions. Just imagine if Laura Ingraham interviewed Caroline Leavitt.
Where did you learn history? It tried out?
I'm just spitballing. Okay. Yeah. Marie in Atlanta, hello. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And I'm here this time.
Yay!
I've been listening to Schumer's various interviews. And, you know, he's busy trying to sell himself. And, look, he's been great at fielding senatorial talent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been great at, you know, candidate development, getting people, you know, into office, gathering the troops. He is not good at everything. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, we need a wartime consigliere.
Yeah, yeah.
We need that this time. And he's just not that.
Yeah, we need, like, the actual big pussy, the character, not, you know.
Not a big cat.
Pardon me?
Not a big cat.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Kirk says, I love reading stories to start with. I voted for Trump, and I didn't think he'd fill in the blank. Yeah, I didn't think he'd fill in the blank either. Leopard ate another face. Okay. Larry in Minneapolis, real quick. Hi, Lair.
Hey, we've got the power. All you have to do, if you're listening to my voice, is call your Democratic senator. Tell them Chuck has to step down.
Yeah.
He's more concerned about Wall Street.
Yep.
We got this. I call Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith, daily. That's what we got to do.
No, that's a great idea. And again, respectfully, not, you know, name-calling, just say we feel it's time for new leadership. Please make it. I think that would reinvigorate the base big time. 58 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance coming up, Carlos Alzraki all coming up.
Gosh, Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The clipped of Toot Toot car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashed into walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you break it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lair. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus to lots of miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will speak today with President Trump about the conversation that happened Tuesday with Vladimir Putin. Putin not agreeing to a ceasefire, but agreeing that Russian troops will stop bombing Ukrainian infrastructure. Renewed airstrikes over Gaza, Israel continuing to demand that all of the hostages be returned to Israel. Chief Justice John Roberts rebuking President Trump in a statement for saying a judge who ruled against the Trump administration ruling should be impeached. Astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore back on Earth and being checked out.
NASA and a medical team still evaluating that crew. They're making sure they're safe and healthy before reuniting with their families. The timing is still unclear, but it could happen within the next day or two. And after everything Suni and Butch have been through, NASA is promising them some much-needed time off.
The two thought they'd be on the International Space Station for a week or so. Instead, they were up there for 9 months. It's ABC's Faith Abube. This is ABC News.